That being said, it is worth noting that most of the good to great companies are still going strong at the time of this writing. 7 of the 11 companies have thus far generated over 20 years of extraordinary performance from their transition dates, with the median of the entire group being 24 years of exceptional results, a remarkable record by any measure. Question: how do you reconcile Philip Morris as a great company with the fact that it sells tobacco? Perhaps no company anywhere generates as much antipathy as Philip Morris. Even if a tobacco company can be considered truly great, and many would dispute that, there is doubt as to whether any tobacco company can endure, given the ever-growing threat of litigation and social sanction. Ironically, Philip Morris has the longest track record of exceptional performance from the date of its transition, 34 years, and is the only company that made it into both studies, good to great and built to last. This performance is not just a function of being in an industry with high-margin products sold to addicted customers. Philip Morris blew away all the other cigarette companies, including its direct comparison, R.J. Reynolds. But for Philip Morris to have a viable future will require confronting square on the brutal facts about society's relationship to tobacco and the social perception of the tobacco industry. A large percentage of the public believes that every member of the industry participated equally in a systematic effort to deceive. Fair or not, people, especially in the United States, can forgive a lot of sins, but will never forget or forgive feeling lied to. Whatever one's personal feelings about the tobacco industry, and there was a wide range of feelings on the research team and some very heated debates, having Philip Morris in both Good to Great and Built to Last has proved very instructive. It has taught me that it is not the content of a company's values that correlates with performance, but the strength of conviction with which it holds those values, whatever they might be. This is one of those findings that I find difficult to swallow, but that are completely supported by the data. For further discussion of this topic, see Chapter 3 of Built to Last. Question: can a company have a hedgehog concept and have a highly diverse business portfolio? Our study strongly suggests that highly diversified firms and conglomerates will rarely produce sustained great results. One obvious exception to this is GE, but we can explain this case by suggesting that GE has a very unusual and subtle hedgehog concept that unifies its agglomeration of enterprises. What can GE do better than any company in the world? Develop first-rate general managers. In our view, that is the essence of GE's hedgehog concept. And what would be GE's economic denominator? Profit per top quartile management talent. Think about it this way. You have two business opportunities, both that might generate X million dollars in profits. But suppose one of those businesses would drain three times the amount of top quartile management talent to achieve those profits as the other business.